This is Passport to Texas. Texas Parks and Wildlife TV series producer Don Cash has followed the restoration of two East Texas state parks following Hurricane Rita 8 years ago. He says there was a silver lining in that storm.
I've been able to go back a few times over the years and watch as the parks change slowly. Martin Dyes State Park in Jasper, Village Creek State Park down near Beaumont were just pretty badly torn up. Where you had a real thick canopy and a real thick forest, you had lots of sky. What I found, though, going back and talking to the people in the parks, is that the hurricanes have allowed them to do some habitat management on a little quicker scale than they would have otherwise had the hurricane not come through. In East Texas, the forests were originally longleaf pine. When timber companies came through, they cut the longleaf, they replanted loblolly, which is native to the U.S., but not native to Texas. It's a faster-growing pine, but the loblolly and the longleaf have different habitats, different animal species, different ground cover. So the hurricanes have allowed the loblollies to get knocked down and will allow the people in the parks to come back and replant and reforest in the native longleaf pine.
Thanks, Don. The segment titled Restoring the Pines airs the week of March 17th on PBS stations. Check your local listings. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.